Good morning to all the Read the Worders. It's good to have you guys with us again today, May the 5th. If you see my mom anywhere, wish her happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear mom. Happy birthday to you. She knows she always gets those kind of songs from me because I'm very melodic. I mean, she birthed me. I've got to be melodic like she is. Love you, Mom. Welcome, everybody. You got an exciting night of Psalms. Aren't you loving the Psalms? To think about these, you're supposed to be singing them. Now, David and Solomon gave Psalms, the words, to the singers who were paid to be singers and instrumenters, musicians.
Instrumenters.
Have you ever been an instrumenter before? That's what I want to know. You will not find that in any other dictionary except the Samuel J. Cottle Dictionary of Fabulous Words to be used. Hallelujah. Let's pray our opening prayer. We'll get started again tonight. Are you ready? let's try this again. 145. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith. So that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length, oh my goodness, and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. Say this last line powerfully, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And I said, oh my goodness, because I got a major revelation. Major revelation. Right there. While we was doing that.
Love that.
My. When God says he'll make it plain, guess what? He is going to make it plain. We're glad to have you, Blog Talk Radio. We're glad to have you streaming with us from all over the world, wherever you may be. It's a pretty exciting thing to think. We are now in 36 nations of the world. And you don't get to be on the list unless you're 1% of our viewers. And then they stay in there, so you're still 1% of the viewers. And some of them are 10, 17%. So we welcome you from all over the world. This is what I saw. I want you to send us your birthdays or your anniversaries. You don't have to say your last name, so nobody has to know who you are. Just say your first name, and we'll read them to you on the air and congratulate you. How cool of an idea is that, right straight from God? So, here we go. Psalm chapter number 1.
Roger is here.
Roger Oxer's, Oxy's with us live in the chat room.
Yellow Belt Oxy.
This man is known for his abhorrent comments, not abiding by the community guidelines. Good job, brother. Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. 5:20. nor stands in the path of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord and the word of God. And in that law he meditates, dwells, inhabits day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth as prospereth. I memorized it in the King James. I'm reading from the New King James. It's a little mixture. Verse 5, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Wow.
See, righteousness isn't your goody-goody two-shoes way of acting. Righteousness is you've received what Jesus did for you. By grace are you saved through faith. 655, Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage? I like this psalm. And the people plot a vain thing. That goes on all over the world. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. That's you and me, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Verse 4. I love this verse. I don't know why it's not underlined. He who sits in heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. You hear that, Putin? God is holding you in derision. He shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. Ask of me, and I'll give you the heathen for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Wow. Therefore be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges. You better rule against Roe versus Wade. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoicing, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son. Notice that Son is capitalized. That's Jesus. Lest he be angry and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all those who put their trust in him. Want to say it with me? I trust in you, O Lord. Psalm chapter 15. The character of those who dwell with the Lord. 9:10. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. Not just out of your mouth, but in your heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go. Psalm 22. 10:35. No, 10:30. My God, why have you forsaken me? This is a psalm of the suffering Jesus at the crucifixion. Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear, and in the night season, and am not silent. Can you imagine? This is the very first time that the Father has ever been silent with Jesus. Verse 3, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and they were not ashamed. And you get double for your shame. But I'm a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by the people. All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip. They shake their head saying, he trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue himself. Let him deliver since he delights in him. Can you imagine giving account of those words on Judgment Day? But you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust while on my mother's breast. I was cast upon you from birth. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They gape at me with their mouths like a raging and roaring lion. I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it has melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death. You remember what it says? He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. Everything you're reading right now was for you and me so that we can go free. 16, for dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. Wow. That means he was beaten to where he could see his bones. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far from me, O my strength. Hasten to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of wild oxen. You have answered me. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you inhabitants of Jacob, glorify him. And fear him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. My praise shall be of you in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. And all the families of the nations shall worship before you. All of them. Everyone will bow their knee to God the Father out of choice, love, and respect, or out of obedience when he says, bow before me and receive your punishment? The Bible says every knee will bow. Every knee. 29, all the prosperous of the earth shall eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust shall bow before him, even he who cannot keep himself alive. A posterity shall serve him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that he has done this. My, my, my. Psalm 23, 16, 30. The Lord, say it with me, is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. My cup runs over.
You anoint my head with oil too.
And then my cup runs over. Surely goodness and surely mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord for heaven. Forever. I was writing heaven's hounds in my Bible while I was trying to talk out loud. But goodness and mercy are heaven's hounds. They follow you all the days of your life. All the days. All the days. Don't ever forget it. Psalm 24, 18, 10. The earth is the Lord's. It's not the green people's. The earth is the Lord's. It doesn't belong to the climate change specialist. All you got to do is just read the greatest book there ever was. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it. The world and those who dwell therein. Point your finger at yourself and say, I'm the Lord's. You are. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He who has a clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord. Look at this. And he shall receive righteousness from the God of his salvation. So you're going to receive blessing, and you're going to receive righteousness. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Verse 7, lift up your heads. This is Handel's Messiah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. You didn't know I knew that much singing, did you? Mm-hmm. Who is the King of glory? Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Lord strong and mighty, in battle is he. It's Handel's Messiah. It's a good oratorio. Verse 9, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory will come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory.
Selah.
Selah. Stop and ponder it. Where are we going now? 47. Psalm 47. Praise to God, the ruler of the earth. Not the climate changers. 2055. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. Whoa! For the Lord Most High is awesome. He's a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves. Selah. Stop and think about it. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Selah. I don't even know if it said it. It's just always proper to say it. Psalm 68. It's interesting. They had one psalm, 3 verses long the other day, and now we got many psalms. Here we go. The glory of, 22:30. The glory of God in his goodness to Israel. A prayer at the removal of the ark. Remember, that's what we were just studying yesterday. The guy put his hand on the ark, died. Not supposed to do that. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before the God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. You ever notice you can't rejoice exceedingly being quiet?
That's true.
Can't do it. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. By his name, you, Yah, and rejoice before him. Father of the fatherless, a defender of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. God sets the solidarity in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Oh God, when you went out from your people, when you marched through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You, O God, sent a plentiful rain, whereby you confirmed your inheritance. When it was weary, your congregation dwelt in it. You, O God, provided from your goodness for the poor. Think about it. God takes care of the poor. He gives you faith and seed. Even if it's just your faith, that's a seed. Verse 11, the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those who proclaimed it. Kings of armies flee. They flee. And she who remains at home divides the spoil. Though you lie down among the sheepfolds, you will be like the wings of a dove covered with silver and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scatters kings in it, it was white as snow in Zalmon. A mountain of God is the mountain of Bashan. A mountain of many peaks is the mountain of Bashan. Why do you fume with envy, you mountains of many peaks? This is the mountain which God desires to dwell in. Yes, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of thousands. The Lord is among them as in Sinai, in the holy place. You have ascended on high. You led captivity captive. You received gifts among men, even from the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell there. You can write in your Bible, Ephesians chapter 4, and that's verse number 11. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. He daily loads us with benefits. The God of our salvation. Our God is the God of salvation. And to God the Lord belong escapes from death. But my God will wound the head of his enemies. The hairy scalp of the one who still goes on in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, that your foot may crush them in blood, and the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from your enemies. They have seen your procession, O God, the procession of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. The singers went before. The players on instruments followed after. Among them were the maidens playing timbrels. Bless God in the congregation. The Lord from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin, their leader, the princes of Judah and their company, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Your God has commanded your strength. Strengthen, O God, what you have done for us. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring presents to you. Rebuke the beast of the reeds, the herd of bulls with the calves of the people, till everyone submits himself with pieces of silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Envoys will come out of Egypt. Ethiopia will quickly stretch out her hands to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises to the Lord. Selah. Mm-hmm. To him who rides on the heaven of heavens, which were of old, indeed he sends out his voice, a mighty voice. Ascribe strength to God. His excellence is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, you are more awesome than your holy places. The God of Israel is he who gives strength and power to his people. Amen. Those were some excellent psalms. Thank God for his majestic word. Man, we saw so much. We saw Jesus suffering. Ephesians chapter 4 is in there. Isaiah 53 is in there. Isaiah 61 is in there. There's a lot. This is what's amazing. David wrote this psalm 1,500 years before Isaiah wrote his. And they said the same words. Jesus quoted David when he ascended on high and gave gifts to men. He quoted that psalm right there that we read tonight. Probably about 29. This majestic word of God. Listen, every one of us are going to face this right now. And that's the cares of this world. Sun's out, temperatures are warm, everybody wants to go. And what do we give up first usually? The word of God. I encourage you to keep us with you. And Stay in the Word. Sit on the beach and listen to it. Tell everybody around you, listen to this man read the Bible. Do it. Take it in your fishing boat. Put it in your earbuds when you're riding your motorcycles. Take it with you. God didn't say you only could listen to this on your knees in prayer with your hands folded and your eyes closed. That would usually put me to sleep. Amen. Now, want to give everybody the opportunity to make them to be right with God, pray the prayer of salvation, accept Jesus as your Lord. I like this one. Be reconciled with God the Father through the blood of Jesus that redeems you and buys you back. That's not going to be a very catchy phrase for everybody, but I think it's good. Ready? Whoever you are, pray this prayer with us. You'll be right with God in 60 seconds. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
I speak with my mouth.
I speak with my mouth.
I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your cleansing.
All of your cleansing.
All of your righteousness.
And all of your righteousness.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in
power. Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful
life. As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
32:44. You may be saying, Pastor, what's going on inside of me? Something just changed. And yeah, something did change. 60 seconds. You changed from darkness to light. You changed from fear to faith. You changed from lost and wandering in this world to being found and now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. That fast. Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, just filled you. Jesus, the light of the world, just came into you. All of Jesus' righteousness just came into you. You no longer have to beat the sin of this world with your own righteousness. You can do it with Jesus because His is perfect.
Amen.
His is perfect. You might say, Pastor, how am I going to understand all this? Stick with us. This is our mission, to help you walk with God no matter what. My email address, our website, our street address is all right there in the notes of this program. Make sure you get in contact with us. And like we said earlier, send us your birthday and your anniversary. We'll be glad to say your name. We won't say your last name. We'll just say your first names. And welcome you. We want to know who's watching. 36 nations are watching. That's awesome. We want to know who you are. But we won't reveal your identity. And thank God. His mercy endures forever. There'll be some timestamps in there. And I even found on one of the videos, what was that called today? If you hit the notes or you hit the comments, and then we scroll. Yeah, I said watch the transcription. And you can literally watch in a timestamp right what I'm saying. It's pretty cool. I don't know if it's on all the videos or not, but thank you, YouTube. We bless you in Jesus' mighty name. I don't even know if I can say that, but I know I bless all of you for being a part of us. Remember, Sunday morning, we have communion right here on the program. Till we see you then, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. And one last thing. Email me. Call you blessed. In Jesus' mighty name.